Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together on this beautiful April Sunday. Hallelujah. The second Sunday of the month already. Well, we praise God. We give him all the glory, the honor, and the praise. We are still yet in the land of the living. And we thank him for it. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom is going to open us up with a word of prayer.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Lord, come to us as dwelling in faith. We come to you with faith this morning. Yes. And we give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord, for being with us and stand by us. Lead us along the way.
Yes, ma'am.
Lord, we need you every step of the way.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord. Help us get along. Lord, help the
president.
Thank you, Lord, for being with us and stand by us. Lead us along the way. Give us all the glory. Oh, praise. I praise the ones that's gone and help us. In peace and care. Lord, help us to be with us and stand by us.
Yes.
Lead us along the way. We need you, Lord.
We need you, Lord.
We need you every step of the way.
Every step of the way, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Be with us and stand by us. Help us. God. And lead us along the way. Be with us and stand by us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hold us along the way. Help us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And we lift up our president.
And we lift up our president. And lift up our Lord, lift them up and carry along in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Well, we give glory and honor to God for his strength. Hallelujah, for just touching Pastor Mom. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that she's speaking good this morning. Glory to God. The words coming to her mouth. Hallelujah, from her heart and her mind. We give you praise and glory for that, Lord God. We know that it's you. We know that it's you, Lord God. Hallelujah. This morning we're going to start with our scripture today. Praise the Lord. It's been quite a week. You know, God has been blessing us all along the way. Amen. And we've been giving him the glory. Hallelujah. Let's go on to Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. And most of you know what we're going to do after that. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. We'll read our Psalm 34. And by now, probably some of you have memorized it. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we're going to take some time and tell God who he is to us, because he's been so good.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. So let's read Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. We'll read that together. King James Version. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen, amen. Let's go on now to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah. Let's read that together. I will bless the Lord at all times.
I will bless the Lord with all times.
Together. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. So we're going to tell the Lord who he is to us today. Amen. You can say who he is, and if you're feeling it and you want to say more than one statement, you can do that today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just feel like some people need to say more than one statement today because he's been so good to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll start with you, Pastor Mom. Who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my provider.
Amen.
The Lord is my provider, and he keeps me going all the time.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. And I want to say that the Lord is my strong creator. Hallelujah. He's a God who sees. He sees all. He knows all. He's in all. And nothing slips between the cracks with him. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to open the line one by one and let you all say who the Lord is. We're going to start with Minister Donna, and then we'll go to Pastor Price, Pastor Mark, Minister Kiva, Minister Mary, Elder Pam, and Minister Rachel, and whoever else comes on. Minister Donna?
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning, dear Pastor Mom, Apostle Barbara Kizzy, and, of course, to the Lord God Almighty, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And the Lord is to me, he's, like Mom said, he's my provider. He's my faithful Abba Father, and he is my protector. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanks for sharing that. Amen. He's your protector, provider, Abba Father. Hallelujah. And so much more. Amen. Thank you for sharing that. Hallelujah. Pastor Price, we're going to open your line.
Glory to God. The Lord is the strength of my life, and the Lord is my shepherd.
Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is the strength of my life and my shepherd. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Price. Pastor Mark, welcome. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord is my keeper and my sustainer and my salvation.
Amen. Keeper, sustainer, and salvation. I knew y'all had some more y'all had to say this morning. Praise God. Minister Kiva. Oh, yeah, this is Minister Kiva. Amen. Good morning, Minister Kiva. Hello? I think this is you, area code 615-739. You got your mute on? Okay, we're going to go on. Praise God. Amen. Minister Mary?
The Lord is so merciful to me, and he is my rescuer.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Great is thy mercy. He's merciful and your rescuer, all of our rescuers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Mary. Praise God. Hallelujah. Elder Pam? Elder Pam, you're mute on. I think I'm saying the right person. Area code 314-776.
This is Sister Carrie. Good morning, everyone.
Sister Carrie. I'm sorry.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy and everyone. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my healer. And the Lord is my redeemer.
Hallelujah. Keeper, healer, redeemer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Amen. Amen. I got your number mixed up with my niece with all the sevens in it. Thank you. Amen. And Minister Rachel and family.
The Lord is my strength. He's my all in all. And he is my way maker, my miracle worker, and my healer.
Hallelujah. Amen. All in all, miracle worker, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. And good morning,
everybody. Amen. Good morning. Love you too. Praise God. Amen. Uh-oh, I think the children were trying to say something. Were the children trying to say something?
No, they in our living room, the dining room, saying something, discussing something. Marcus, do you want to say something about the Lord, who the Lord is to you? Go ahead.
He's my protector.
Amen.
Yeah, thank
say
you, Marcus.
Name, Marcus. Very good. He'll be 14
thank
next
you.
Month.
Wow, his voice is getting deep, too.
I know.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to have to celebrate him. Oh, yeah, I know his birthday, the 18th, right?
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. All right. Thank you. Thank you. To hear the deep voices coming in. Hallelujah. Now, I have a 213 number. Is that you, Arthur Amber? You want to say who the Lord is to you? Do you have your mute on? Say it again.
The Lord is my helper.
The Lord is your helper. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing today. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to go down our list, and we're just going to exalt him and magnify him even more, telling him who he is. And I want to encourage you all. Now, in this day and age, they would say, I want to challenge you. Everything is a challenge these days. But, okay, I want to challenge and encourage you that in your time of being with the Lord and, you know, take out the time to tell him who he is. This is what what I've done before is that I'll go down the alphabet and say who the Lord is. And I'm telling you, by the time you get to Z, you'll be happy, happy, happy. Amen. Because as you do that, then your mind is on the Lord. You know, you start with A, Lord, you are my, you are the Alpha and the Omega, you know, and go on to B, and Lord, you are my blessed Redeemer, and go on to C, Lord, you are the Christ, hallelujah, and just go on everything that your mind can think of, and just go all the way down the alphabet. And I'm telling you, I challenge you to do that so that you can be even more blessed. Amen. So we're going to go down our list right now and say who the Lord is. Amen. And so just repeat after me. Lord, you are my strong creator. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my
banner. You are the Lord my healer.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the God who sees.
You are the God who sees.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord my righteousness.
You are the Lord my peace.
You are the Lord my peace.
You are the Lord my sword.
You are the Lord my sword.
You are the jealous God.
You are the jealous God.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord my Father.
You are the Lord our Judge.
You are the Lord my Judge.
You are the Lord my Light.
You are the Lord my Light.
You are the Mighty God.
You are the Mighty God.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the God who forgave.
And you are the Lord my provider.
You are the Lord my provider.
Hallelujah, Lord. We bless your name. We honor you. We simply adore you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are all these things, and you are much, 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 much more. And we give you the glory. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Amen. Amen. And we go on to our declarations. And, you know, even as we're going through this, only Pastor Price can tell it the way that the Lord showed her is that, you know, even as we're reading, you know, we're going back and forth, and we're doing this every Sunday, because that's what the Lord has given for us to do. And she was given a testimony of, you know, where she was just, you know, kind of saying it, and then the Lord showed up in her face. Hallelujah. And, you know, he really shows up as we do, as we tell him who he is, and as we do these declarations. Praise God. This is not a light thing. This is an awesome thing. Hallelujah. And he's doing it. Glory to God. He's doing great and awesome things to us and through us, for us. Hallelujah. And we bless his holy name. Amen. You know, we've been doing the declarations basically the same, and over the past couple of days, he told me to add something to the declaration, the main one that I like so much. I like them all, but he said to add it today, so I'm going to add that to it, not only today, but we're going to add it to it. And one of the reasons why is because so many people seem to be suffering from allergies. So an allergic reaction. So I was hearing, add that to the declaration, and we'll add it once we get there. But first of all, in our declarations, Job 22 and 28 says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." Amen.
Amen.
So this is a time where we absolutely, positively need to declare. and decree things into the atmosphere. There is so much stuff that's going on. It's good stuff, bad stuff, and ugly stuff. But we need to declare into the atmosphere, hallelujah. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. And, you know, I got to talk about the grass. The grass is coming out now. And I was walking around close to our building, and the grass, I mean, it just sprung up, looked like overnight. And it was so high and to the point where they had to mow the lawn. And it came up quickly, just beautiful grass. It looked like a carpet. And then, you know, the word says that the flower fades. And so the flowers have faded, but they're coming back. You walk outside, you see beautiful flowers. They're just starting to bloom now. Hallelujah. And, you know, our peace lily, oh, my goodness, it's been up there for a long time, and we're waiting on our orchids to come back. But the peace lily is just, it looks like it's a permanent fixture or something. It's been there so long. And I was looking at the plants in our home, and they are just growing so much. I just received that as a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. But they will fade and they will wither, but the word of our God stands forever. So let's go on to our declaration. So repeat after me. No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper.
This is the heritage
of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am like a tree that's planted by the streams of water.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. So whatever you're going to do, it's, whatever we do, it's going to prosper. That's from Isaiah 54 and 17 and Psalms 1 and verse 3. Okay, now this is the one I'm adding to today. So repeat after me. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law.
Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease
to come up on my body. Every disease, every allergic reaction, every allergy that touches my body, dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. That comes from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1 and 31, and Matthew 16:19. Great is the peace of my children and children's children. For they are taught of the Lord. That's from Isaiah 54 and 13.
Thank you, Lord. I have no lack.
For my God meets all my needs.
According to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
That's from Philippians 4:19. The Spirit of truth comes to me, teaches me all things.
And he guides me into all truth.
Therefore, I confess I have perfect knowledge of every situation and every circumstance that I come up against. For I ask for the wisdom
of God. Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's from John 16:13 and James 1:5. Glory to God. The peace of God.
The peace of God
that transcends all understanding guards my heart and my mind
in Christ Jesus.
I think on things that are true,
noble,
right,
pure,
lovely,
admirable,
excellent.
And praiseworthy.
That's from Philippians 4:7-8. And our last declaration today is, God is on my side. God is with me now.
Who can be against me?
He has given me
everything I need.
For life and godliness. Therefore,
I participate
in his divine nature,
of love.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's from Romans 8:31, 2 Corinthians 6:16, John 10:10, and 2 Peter 1:3-4. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you that every declaration, every decree sets in, lays hold, and goes full course. Paula goes its full course and accomplishes all that you please in a place whereto you sent it. And we bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we honor you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. Now we're going to have a time of praise and worship, and we have, thank you, Lord God. We're going to listen to our friend, Minister Joy Bryant, and it's called Joy's Medley. Amen.
I want to take you back to the old time way, the way we used to have church, that good old time religion. God gave me this verse in my private time with him. He gave me the verse and I want to give it back to him. It goes like this. I've got so much to thank God for. I've got so much to thank God for. I'm back up on my praise each and every day. I've got so much to thank God for. And the deacons would come together, stand before the congregation, and they'd start a little hymn like this. They'd say, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Oh,
Jesus on the main line,
tell him what you want. bringing in my soul.
Set that up, and that works. Hallelujah. You know, you may have even heard of who just they give, maybe not according to the word of God, or they don't know the word of God in that way, but they've been giving and God has been blessing them because they have been giving. Amen. And I'll say once again about this wealth transfer. I've been praying over the United States lately because when the government gave out all of those stimulus, the stimulus money and all of that was still giving. Now, they may not have given out of, what the Bible says to give, but they gave. And so I pray over our country, you know, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And that even our government will not go bankrupt because of the giving, because that's what people are thinking is going to happen. There's a group of people that will think that. But I believe that God is going to bless our nation because of the giving that they're doing, even giving out this stimulus package. So never in my lifetime have I heard of $2 trillion being given out. Amen. I just haven't heard of it. And so the wealth transfer is going on. Hallelujah. Y'all know I could talk about this over and over again. I so believe it. Amen. Hallelujah. And it has been a reality in my life and in Pastor Mom's life during this pandemic. So let's do our prayer over the finances. Repeat after me, Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them and use them
for
your purpose.
May I be
a good steward
of all
that you give me and walk in total agreement
as to
how it's to be dispersed.
Where I have not been wise,
bring restoration,
and give me guidance.
I pray that I will find it easy
to give to you
and to others
as you have instructed
in your word.
Help me to remember
that all I have
belongs to you.
Give me wisdom
to handle money wisely.
May I always
be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen,
lost,
devoured,
destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply it.
So that what I make, will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not be anxious
about finances,
but I will seek your kingdom first.
Knowing
that as I do,
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, with your giving to East St. Louis Christian Center Church, there are three ways to give. You can give via the app. Our cash app is $ESLCCC. Amen. And that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can also give at the door, and we are at 2E if you're living in the Heritage House. And then you can send it by mail and make your check payable to ESLCCC. And our address is 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. And you all have been giving via all three of those ways, and we praise God for it. And now we'll pray over our offering. Amen. The offering that we have in our basket here, praise God. The offering that people are sending via Cash App. I got a couple of texts coming that just came in that said people are sending offerings this morning. So we praise God for that via the Cash App. And we just thank God for those who are even writing checks right now, payable to ESLCCC, and sending it. We praise God for all of you. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a word for someone right now, and the Lord says, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's saying, even right now, there's some financial things that are going on. And people, some people don't see. You don't see how that could possibly happen. How can God take care of this? But with man, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And I'm also hearing the Lord say that favor means more than money. Hallelujah. So you may have favor on a situation and not even really need the money that you think that you need for that situation, where he will give you favor and cause a debt cancellation to come in place. Hallelujah. He'll give you favor. We thank you for that, Lord God. And now, Lord God, we thank you for all of the ones who tithe today. Hey, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Those who have given the 10% in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you said you would open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for them to receive, Lord God. And then you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake, hallelujah, so that our money will not be stolen, it won't be lost, it won't be devoured, destroyed, or wasted, and it will not be like there's holes in our pockets, hallelujah, that the money will continue to come and flow. Thank you for doing that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you to give over and above the tithe, hallelujah, that's called offerings. And we thank you, Lord God. You said, given it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. So we thank you, Lord God, that we're on overflow right now. We're on overflow with our tithes. We're on overflow blessings with our offerings. And, Lord, we thank you for the overflow of Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11. Hallelujah. You said that you would make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. As the Lord was talking to me, because, well, some of you know we've been talking about investing in cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, and he just said to me, you know, I'll do even better than that. Amen. Because we were talking about in one of our broadcasts, I think it was Thursday before last, how last year Bitcoin gave people 800% return. And the Lord say, hey, I said a thousandfold. I can do better than them. Hallelujah. And we know that he could. And he uses them, amen, even to get the money to us as he leads. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. So we want to hear another song. I guess I just got Minister Joy Bryant on my mind and my heart this morning. We lift her up to you, Lord, wherever she is and all that you're doing through her. Praise God. So we're going to play another one of her songs and just praise God with her. And it's called Your Will. Amen. And then after that, we're going to hear from our speaker. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Your will.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hey! I give my life to the King of Kings. Of everything, my heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you.
Praise God with before Pastor Mom speaks, because that's her testimony. Amen. She wants God to have his way in her life. Amen. So we just pray for Pastor Mom right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that as she speaks, that all of the words, Lord God, will come out. Hallelujah, properly in the name of Jesus, that our eyes will be steady and straight in Jesus' name. And we just give you praise and glory, Lord God. Hallelujah for her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. So let me have the energy to do it.
Hallelujah.
Okay, we will come from the word. Chapter 34.
Psalm
Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded upon the sea and has established it upon on the word. Who shall attend unto the high of the God? Who shall stand in his place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul
in vanity
and show
nor sworn deceitfully.
He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and rejoice and the God of his salvation. This is the
generation.
Yes, salvation of them that seek thee and shall say the faith of
O Jacob.
Lift up your heart,
head,
your head of all his gates, and he
be ye lift up.
And he will lift it up against
everlasting doors.
And the King of glory shall come in. He is the King of glory. The Lord
strong,
strong and slim
and mighty.
In
the Lord mighty in battle.
The Lord mighty in battle. Yeah.
Lift up your head.
Yeah, lift up your head.
O ye gates.
And the Lord.
Lift them up.
And he
shall the laughing door.
Even at last the doors, and the King shall come in.
He is
the King of glory, the Lord
of hosts has said.
He is the King of glory.
Amen.
So, let the Lord is, he is the King of glory. And thank God for all. And I hope you all listen to that and like it. So I just...
And the Lord bless you.
The Lord bless you and the Lord accept you. And I thank the Lord for you giving me all the little bit I had to give today. And I thank you and give you all the glory.
We give God all the glory.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we just thank you, Lord. We praise your name, Lord God. We bless you. We honor you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone, O Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you've been here with us for a while, you know that Pastor Mom, when she speaks, what she believes and what she knows is that the word of God speaks for itself. Amen. So
thank you, Lord.
That's Psalm 24. Somebody needed to hear that today. And God spoke to somebody through Psalm 24 today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So if you get yourself ready if you have any comments. You want to just encourage the woman of God for bringing the word today. I mean, you know, at 88 years old and the the eyes kind of try to do some certain things and, you know, putting everything together. Encourage the woman of God. Praise God. Amen. I see some of you already press your number one key. Amen. Anyone, I mean, if that word spoke to your heart this morning, God spoke to you through the word, press your number one key. We'll be right with you. Amen. Before we go on, we want to say this. If you're listening this morning and the King of Glory touched your heart this morning and you don't know for sure if you have received him as your Lord and Savior, you don't know for sure if you're born again, this is your day. Hallelujah. Lift up your head, open up your heart, and the King of Glory shall come in. Hallelujah. He'll come into your heart. He'll come into your life, be your Lord and your Savior today. Amen. Hallelujah. What he says is in Romans 10:9, he says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. He said in Revelation 3:20, he said, I stand at the door and knock. If you open the door, I will come in and sup with you and you with me. So this is the day where you can just open up your heart to him. Let the King of Glory come in. Hallelujah. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life.
Be my Lord
and be my Savior.
Show me your
way and help me to follow you.
And
now I know, according to your word, that I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And we just pray over you right now that the Lord will just fill you with his precious Holy Spirit and with power, and just do an overflow in your heart and give you the power to do right, to act right, to walk right, the power to even read the word of God and understand it. Hallelujah. And not only understand it, but live it. Live the word of God all the days of your life. He gives you the power even right now by his Holy Spirit to be able to do that. And we thank you, Lord God, that right now your Holy Spirit seals them in the name of Jesus and preserves them, hallelujah, for your use and for your glory. And we give you praise for it now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, we at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, we're a Bible-believing church. Hallelujah. We believe the word of God. We believe even that the word of God speaks for itself. Hallelujah. And so we invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We meet here every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. So wherever you are in the world, you can call in and be a part of the church. I'm the church. You're the church. We're the church together. Amen. Hallelujah. We also have Bible teaching every Monday at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. So you can learn and grow even through our Bible teaching. On Mondays, glory to God, we have our Dr. Lorraine Navarro, who's teaching the Bible. Praise God. And then we can pray together on Tuesday with Praying in Tongues Tuesday. If you're not praying in tongues yet, you will be. Come on now. And join us on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And then on this Thursday coming up, it's the second, Wednesday, the second Wednesday of this month is the 14th. So it's this Wednesday coming up. We're even going to have prophetic healing. So if your body is in need of healing, if your mind, your emotions are in need of healing, meet us here on this Wednesday, hallelujah, at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. You call the same phone number for all of our family of broadcasts. Hallelujah, 516-418-5699. Amen. So if you need prayer
for healing. If you know someone who's in need of prayer for healing, call us. We'll be here on this Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And then on Thursday, hallelujah, we have a talk show. So it's a conversation. We'll have a guest speaker. Our guest speaker is going to be talking about schooling from home, praise God, and pandemic lessons learned. And that's what we're going to be talking about on this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. So join us. And if you need more of this information, you can go to our Facebook page. It's called God in the Midst. God in the M-I-D-S-T, Midst. Amen. So meet us on Facebook. Hallelujah. You can also Google us and just Google Gitem Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And then you can find out when all of our broadcasts are. So God bless you. We thank God for you. Amen. And now so many of you have pressed your number one key. We're going to open up the line, allow you to just make comments today. Amen. We're going to open the line first for Minister Donna from New Jersey. Welcome, Minister Donna.
Hello, 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 family. I was trying to get the scripture that talks about Pastor Mom. And I do have it. There's so many. But so let me say first what the Bible says, what the Word of God says about Mom, Pastor Mom. And then if you don't mind, can I respectfully, Pastor Mom, compare you to something in the natural, okay? But Psalms 92, verses 12 through 14 said, "The righteous flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the court of our God. They still bear fruit in old age. They are ever full of sap and green." And the Passion Bible, it says the same thing. It gets a little bit more passionate. So bear yourself, bear ourselves. Psalm 92, verse 12. "Yes, look how you made all your devoted lovers to flourish like palm tree." And that devoted lovers is not disrespectful. It's just deeply, passionately saying how much Mom has loved the Lord all down the years, even to this day. Okay, so look at how you made all your devoted lovers to flourish like palm trees, each one growing in victory, standing with strength. You transplanted them into your heavenly courtyard where they are thriving before you. For in your presence, they will still be anointed. Even in their old age, they will still stay fresh, bearing luscious fruit and abiding faithfully. Listen to them. With pleasure, they still proclaim, "You're so good. You are my beautiful strength, and you never made a mistake with me." So that's what the Word of God says. And I wish that I wasn't limited with words, but can I just say one more thing about Mom, Pastor
Sure.
Mom? With respect, I just want to compare Pastor one thing Pastor Mom that she's like. Even though she's like much, but the one thing I want to compare her to is like popcorn. You know how in the old days or whenever, even now, like when you put in the microwave, but we used to cook with Jiffy popcorn on the stove when we were kids back in the 60s, and we would shake that aluminum foil back and forth on the hot fire. And just when you think that it's all popping done, you take it off the fire jet, and then come to find out before you can even open the aluminum foil, you know, and you take the popcorn out, there's always one more popcorn being popped. And it's like, oh, my gosh, and then another one still being popped. Even if you take it out of the microwave nowadays. It's like when you think that it's all done and over, it's not. There's a couple more pieces that keep on popping. And like today with Mom, Pastor Mom, every time I get on the line and hear her open, close, or say a prayer or give us a word or something, you will always be like popcorn to me. There's always something that God pops through you. And you're also like when I look at the palm trees, even though, you know, learning from Pastor Apostle Kissy and Pastor Helen and her husband and Joy Bell, then listen to them telling us how you and your husband made ways for them and how you lean on the Lord in your faith, but you never broke. So you like the palm tree, and not only that, you like the beautiful flowers. And I won't say any more. I'm just going to thank the Lord for meeting Barbara, who opened up my life and doors to meeting you all and having another mother in my life and sisters. You all. So that's all I want to say to Mom. Thank you, and I do love you. Thank you.
And love you, too. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Donna. Hallelujah. And you know what? One of the favorite things around here is popcorn. So he gave you the right illustration. Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. We'll open the line now. Minister Rachel, your number one key has been on for a long time. Did you want to say something, Minister Rachel?
Okay. Yes. God had me reading Isaiah 40, verse 29, 30, and 31, and that reminds me of the great strength that he gives to Pastor Mom and all those that he has blessed her to be connected to. I'm going to read it right now. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increased strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So as I hear Pastor Mom, I just thank God for the strength that he is just flowing through her, and she is allowing him to just have free course. And so I am grateful to God for her in her life and how she stayed yielded. And I'm grateful to God for you and Aunt Helen, all those that are connected to Pastor Mom. And God has blessed us through Christ Jesus to be connected to her as well. So I just thank God that he just keep on keeping her and preserving her. And God is a great light through her. He's shining, really shining, and I'm all the way over here in Jersey City, New Jersey, and he's shining, and I can feel his glory, and I'm grateful for that. When he blesses her to speak, that's why I just thank God these are being recorded. To him be all glory and majesty, the man in power, both now and forever. Amen. And love you all, and stay encouraged.
Amen. Oh, thank you so much. I enjoy that. And thank you for being with me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Praise God. All right, Pastor Catherine, anyone else? I mean, anybody else, you can say something if it's just one line that you want to say to Pastor Mom. Or make any comments or anything. Just press your number one key. We'll open up your line. Pastor Catherine, and then Pastor Price, you're next.
Okay. Praise the Lord. What a blessed service today. And I just want to say to Mom, I really enjoyed her. I always enjoy just hearing her. I thank God that she is able to that she is able to open her mouth. That is a true blessing.
Yes.
Praise God. Also, I thank the Lord that she's able to even just thank that she's able to present the word. What a blessing. And what a wonderful scriptures that she read this morning. So God bless you all, and may God continue to use you, Mom. I have something else going on here at the house, so I have to go. I want to say some more, but something else going on. So love you all. Bye-bye.
Okay, love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And praying that all is well at the house. Amen. Amen. Pastor Price.
God bless you.
Well,
God bless you, Apostle. God bless you. Good morning to all on the line, and hallelujah. And thank God for you, Pastor Mom, this morning. I thank God for that Psalm 24. I love it. That's one of my favorite psalms. And I thank God for you and for the reading and the ministering of the word today. I thank God for the comments that were made by Minister Donna and Minister Rachel. I love those scriptures that Minister Donna ministered on and Minister Rachel. And I send a love to both of them in Jesus' name and to everyone on the line. And Pastor Mom, I just thank God for you keeping on, keeping on. I can remember back, I don't know how many years ago that's been, when you came home at one point from the hospital, and I thought that I was going to minister that Sunday. And you said, no, I'm going to do it. And you did. You did. And you keep on doing what God has given you to do. There's a scripture that says there's no discharge in this army. And so we know that as we keep on going on in the Lord moment by moment, and God gives us the strength that he's given you, Pastor Mom, to go forth in him. So God bless you this morning, this afternoon now. God bless you. I love you, and I thank God for you and for that word.
And thank you so much.
You welcome, Pastor Mom. You have a blessed day, and love you too.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Okay, I think this is Sister Carrie. Welcome, Sister Carrie.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy and everyone. Mom, you're just such a blessing. Thank you for the word today. The reading of the word, thank you, is so encouraging. And Mom, I just continue to lift you up. You're so strong in the Lord, and sharing and building and encouraging. And I just bless you today, you and your family both. Thank you, Mom.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Carrie. Appreciate you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for all of you being with us this morning, all of the comments that you made this morning. Amen. It's a beautiful thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for Pastor Mom. We thank you for the strength that you've given to her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that when she's done all she can do to stand, she continues to stand in you, Lord God, and in the power of your might. And so we thank you for that, Lord God. We bless you, Lord. Keep her strong, Lord, all the days of her life. Hallelujah. Hold her, as she says, even in the hollow of your own hand. Hallelujah. Keep her as only you can. And we give you praise for that, Lord God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ooh. Amen. I just feel the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. So thank all of you so much. We're going to go ahead and close. I've told you everything that's going on Get 'Em Radio, on our family of broadcasts. So, amen. So we'll see you, amen, at any of our broadcasts, and we plan on being here even next Sunday. Amen. So we're going to have Pastor Mom make any closing remarks that she has. And closing prayer, and we're going to go on. with the Lord and be a blessing.
Yeah, I just thank the Lord and thank the Lord for all of you all being with me, thanking you for the prayers you give me. And I give all the blessings to all of you in Jesus' name. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And I dismiss.
Amen. Well, God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all.